Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Have an interesting show today, I think. Some brand new Medi-Cal rules that went into effect on January the 1st of this year. You will want to hear them. Some good news, some very bad news in them, and more to come, because there are more draft regulations sitting around from 2006, that's 10 years ago, that are sitting out there waiting for implementation. But I want to talk about what happened on January the 1st of 2017, and especially as it relates to Medi-Cal recovery and the Medi-Cal recovery death tax. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Good morning and welcome to the new year. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me when I get older? How do I make wise decisions? How do I plan for mom and dad? How do I actually take the steps forward to do this? I mean, I had somebody come in last week, folks, who listens to this show, has a spouse, has some issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, needed to do something. We talked for a little bit, and the person left, and they're going to go think about it. And I want to say to myself, what changed between the time that they came in and the time that they left? Nothing. Other than they can't make a decision, and they think it's going to get better. We talked about that a lot last week when I talked about guilt and who's the responsible adult and those kinds of issues. So this show is directed at people who understand the issues of aging, understand that they're failing, mom and dad are failing, we're all getting older, and I don't care what you do. You are not going to get younger, you are not going to get stronger, you are not ever going to be in better shape than you're in today. And the odds are better than 50-50 that before you die, you will need some form of long-term care. All of us, as we age, as Dr. Gawande says in his seminal book, Being Mortal, B-E-I-N-G, Mortal, you know, at some point in our life, all of us will lose independence, and all of us are going to rely on someone else. Whether that's a family member or a spouse or my kids or a nursing home or assisted living or care, whoever it is. So if this is a subject you're ready to be serious about, then you've come to the serious program that's all about the issues of aging. I do not play nice. I do not skirt around the edges. I talk about the things that I see every day, that elder law attorneys that I know see every day, the situations that they deal with every day. And some of them are astounding. I've started to tell you a story, but I don't want to tell you the story. It's not my story to tell. But anyhow, the stuff that we hear sometimes is astounding. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Here for 18 years on KFBK, KSTE. Glad to have you with us. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. I don't want to give legal advice because a lot of the legal advice you get is junk. I don't care what anybody says. That's my opinion only. Anytime you have 150,000 of anything in one state, nobody can tell me that they're all good. They're like anything else. And let's see, I don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one who knows what he's talking about. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or securities advice. I have a California insurance license, have had for a long time, proud of it, have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento, California, County, California, allows me to prepare legal documents at your request and direction. And yes, there's a lot of people that don't know there's such a thing. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be, because then I can tell you the truth. What else? I don't know. Everything we talk about here is my opinion. It's quite often a good opinion, but it's still my opinion. Okay, let's get right to this subject of the day. Prior to January the 1st, it used to be that anybody on 55, this will be an oversimplification, but anybody over 55 or 55 or over who wound up needing Medi-Cal, with a few exceptions, and actually some people under 55 if they're in a nursing home, after they died were subject to Medi-Cal estate recovery. We've talked about it on this show a lot. It's been going on for years. People have lost hundreds of millions of dollars to the state of California. Last year, they collected $70 million last year alone from the estates of dead people, dead old people, who were in nursing homes or who needed Medi-Cal. Well, as of January the 1st, that rule has changed. And I'm not going to go into it in detail. You can go look it up if you want to. I don't care. I'm not going to. I'm not going to talk about it in detail. That's not my goal here. My goal is to tell you that as of January the 1st, most people who are on Medi-Cal now can avoid Medi-Cal estate recovery, and the reason why is that last year, at a cost of $70 million to the state budget, that's only money, folks, but because of some heavy lobbying by some nonprofits who make a lot of money, folks, if you've got in your head that all nonprofits are beneficial and benevolent, go look at their tax returns sometime and tell me who's getting most of the money. So anyhow, a bill was signed into effect that changed the definition of estate. Estate used to include joint tenancies, tenancies in common, community property, revocable trusts, and all of that kind of wills, survivors. It used to include in the definition of estate a whole bunch of things. Well, now, and remember, I'm not an attorney, so this is my opinion only. Now you will only be subject in California to the California estate Medi-Cal death tax. The California Medi-Cal death tax. You will only be exposed to that if your estate winds up in probate. Because the definition of estate has now changed to officially be your probate estate. Now, what does that mean? Basically, simply, remember, not an attorney, opinion only. You can go look up the regs. I've got them somewhere. You can go look them up. By the way, I will be talking about this at length at my upcoming workshop, the first one in January. Go to my website or call me. My first workshop of the year is on January the 14th. If you want to sign up for that workshop, call me or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up there or you can call my office number, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And while you're on my website, crawl around in there a little bit. You'll find some information on some recent TV and radio shows I've done. You'll see a copy of the article that Ed Goldman in the Sacramento Business Journal wrote about me, and you'll find my archived podcasts and radio shows. Every Wednesday, I do a live podcast on my website at noon. I'll have one this Wednesday and next Wednesday and every Wednesday. I take that back. I took a Wednesday break during Christmas. But most of the time, I'm there on Wednesday at noon. So you can go to my website and look. So California death tax now, or Medi-Cal death tax, not California, the California Medi-Cal death tax. California doesn't have an estate tax or an inheritance tax. Not yet. Trust me, they would love to do it. Now the Medi-Cal estate recovery death tax is only applied in probate. If you have a probate estate, that's an estate that would go through probate. Now, what goes through probate are almost all wills. There's two basic kinds, a simple one and then a more drawn-out one. But in both of them, because they go through probate, you have to, if you've been on Medi-Cal in a nursing home, because recovery now is directed 100% against old people. 100%. The pain used to be spread across the board. So if somebody 45 years old needed had a heart attack and needed Medi-Cal when they turned 55, but now it's only people in nursing homes. And people in nursing homes are who? Old people. So the state of California, remember, there's always winners and losers in every law. So the state of California decided that old people in nursing homes are the only ones who should be singled out for Medi-Cal estate recovery. I guess if you don't have a problem with that, I don't have a problem with that. And by the way, that costs the state budget $60 to $70 million a year to do that. They had the option to keep it the way it was, which would have been fair to all. Instead, they chose to focus strictly on seniors. So if you have a probatable estate, which means you have a will basically, then at death, your estate will go through probate, and if you've used Medi-Cal for a nursing home, which is about 70% of all the people in nursing homes ever in the history of California, if you've used Medi-Cal for a nursing home, because very few people can afford $10,000 a month, and your estate goes through probate, then it will be subject to Medi-Cal recovery. So as part of the probate, the state will have a claim on your estate, and it may not pass to your children or grandchildren if your estate goes through probate. Well, Bob, I don't have a will. I have a living trust. Well, then it won't go through probate, and therefore it won't be subject to recovery. Caveat. This is the important part. Having a living trust makes no difference whatsoever. Having a fully funded living trust makes all the difference in the world. What do you mean, Bob? I'm confused. Well, let me explain, Lucy. Let's say you have a living trust and you have a house. You went online or you went to some $200 trust mill thing and you bought a living trust. And you have a house and you have some bank accounts. But you never put the house or the bank accounts into the trust. So there's a good chance, there are exceptions to the rule, but there's a good chance when you die, because those assets weren't retitled in the name of your trust, you may have to go through probate. Not always, but it's possible. So even if you have a trust, but it hasn't been drafted correctly or funded correctly, you could wind up with a probate, and if you were in a nursing home on Medi-Cal, you could wind up with a recovery. Let me tell you another way that I see this happen all the time. People have living trusts, and they've done a good job, and their house is in their living trust. Yippee! But they also have a life insurance policy. And the friendly life insurance agent said, oh, no problem. Who do you want for the beneficiary? Well, we'll just name the estate of Mary Smith or John Smith. That means it's going through probate. Well, wait a minute, Bob. I thought life insurance passed directly to the beneficiary. Well, yeah, if you name one, but if you name the estate, and I see that all the time, if you name the estate, then you could have a probate. I see that with life insurance policies all the time. I see it with annuities all the time. Where the agent, I see it with brokerage accounts all the time. Where the broker has said to the person, oh, let's not go through all the hassle of putting it in your trust. Let's just name your estate as the beneficiary. Well, that brokerage account could then wind up going through probate and become subject to a Medi-Cal estate recovery. So they've kind of changed the rule, But you gotta, there's a big asterisk at the end of the rule. So California has done away with the Medi-Cal death tax almost. That should be the qualifying word. They haven't really done away with it in its entirety because it's still there to capture seniors. Only seniors, only old people, only people in nursing homes who wind up having a probate when they die because they had a will or they had an improperly funded or drafted trust or what or life insurance policy or annuity or whatever. So it's going to cause people, even more than ever, to make sure that what they have is not likely to go through probate. And again, just because you have a revocable trust does not mean it does not mean that you don't have assets that could go through probate. I know it's a little bit confusing, but it's one of the reasons that people should get to the workshop. It's on the 14th. The next one is on the 14th of January. And you should be there. And you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me at 800-999-8007. You can also look for my ads in the Sacramento Bee. Starting next week, make sure you look for my ads in the Bee and tell people to look for me. Tell your friends and neighbors and other people that you know that this it may help them. More than ever, you're going to have every I dotted and every T crossed. More than ever, the boilerplate junk that you get off the internet ain't going to work. And yes, I know I said ain't. More than ever, you're going to have to be very specific with what you do and how you fund things and how you name things and who your beneficiaries are and all of that kind of stuff. More than ever. You know, there's an old saying that, you remember Vince Lombardi said it, and there have been a lot of takeoffs on it. And Vince Lombardi said, you got to be my age to remember Vince Lombardi, folks. But a lot of people out there know who Vince Lombardi is. He was a football coach for the Green Bay Packers for a lot of years. And I don't remember how many, you know, he won the first two Super Bowls. That's how long ago it was. That's how old I am. But he said something that to this day is very famous. And that is, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Well, I want to paraphrase that. Money isn't everything, it's the only thing to the state of California. I mean, stop and think about it for a minute. What's the one thing you need to take care of yourself when you get older? Money. Everybody wants you to stay independent. Everybody wants you to live independently. Nobody wants you in a nursing home. But if you go into a nursing home, now that money that you have is going to become everything to the state of California if you have a probatable estate. If you haven't fully funded your trusts or whatever you have, if your will hasn't been properly drawn or includes the things that you want done. I mean, the rules go on and on and on, folks. I'm just talking in general terms. Or if you have the estate named on a life insurance policy or on a brokerage account or on a bank account as the beneficiary. More than ever, it's going to become important that you have every I dotted and every T crossed because seniors and seniors alone and seniors in nursing homes. How many people do you think there are? I don't know the number, folks. I'm asking a rhetorical question. How many people are there, do you think, in nursing homes that don't have any kind of estate planning documents? They don't have any trusts. They don't have any wills. Well, remember, if you don't have a will, you're still going to probably go through probate. And they don't know it. And they may have been in nursing homes 4, 5, 6, 8 years. They may owe the state of California $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 or more. Remember, the last year they kept records, which was 15, the state collected $70 million from estate recovery. So I don't know what the answer is for you. I know that it's something that you need to think about. You need to be prepared for. You don't need to worry about it, but you should be interested in it. You should be concerned enough to make sure that it's not going to happen to you or to your family. I mean, I see things all the time where somebody's going to leave an inheritance when they die to a child or a grandchild that has special needs. And that child that has special needs is probably on government benefits. And they don't understand what having, you know, what that does to that child on receiving government benefits, because the parent, in trying to be nice, left them a big wad of money in their estate or in their will or in their trust. More than ever, you're going to have to pay attention to what your documents say, or more importantly, to what they don't say. It's important to understand. People will say, somebody talked to me this week and said, well, I have a will. My son's the executor of my will. So if I go into a nursing home, it's all taken care of. And I said, not an attorney, but wills only go into effect when you're dead. Well, I don't understand. Well, sure, wills only go into effect when you're dead. So wills don't help anybody, your spouse or your children or anybody, manage your affairs if you're alive. So having things prepared and ready to go and well off and well thought out and all of those kinds of things are really, really, really important and are getting more important every day. Sometime soon, I don't know when, but sometime soon, the state of California has 80-some pages of new regulations relating to Medi-Cal that they're going to dump on the state of California, on the people of the state of California. I've told you already that the VA has a whole bunch of new regs when it comes to VA benefits that they're going to dump on vets in the United States sometime really soon. They were supposed to have been out in September, but because of the election, nobody knows when they're going to be out. Everybody that I know of who's smart about this stuff says next spring or this coming spring. So more than ever, you're going to have to understand recovery. You're going to have to understand the difference between recovery and eligibility. You're going to have to understand what an estate is and how you protect it and how you make decisions about it. You're going to have to make sure that somebody is going to have the ability to do what they need to do if at the end of life, pardon me, you wind up needing long-term care. Let me get a drink of water here. Ah, that's better. It's just going to become more and more the bullet points, what you're doing has to be well thought out and precise. No more shotgun approach to all this stuff. Your documents, your planning has to be targeted. You have to think about what pension option you take in terms of long-term care. You have to think in terms of long-term care about how you use your IRA. It's really important. It's really important to think about how you're going to use your house. I had somebody the other day tell me that one of their friends told them, because mom was getting frail and mom lived in a house and had a reverse mortgage, that they should just transfer the house to the kids and that way the house would be protected. But nobody told them that that may cause the mortgage to become due and payable. And now where would mom live? So all of this stuff has to be precise. Yes, California Medi-Cal has eliminated the Medi-Cal death tax for everyone except seniors who at the end of life need long-term care, need a nursing home. They're still got a big target painted on their back. So you have a chance to make a difference. You have a chance to get to a workshop. You have a chance to get in to see me and make sure that what you're doing is precise and that nothing you have is at risk. Seniors are clearly the target. They always have been. So give me a call today, 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. The consultation is free. We'll talk. We'll reason together. We'll figure out how you make sure that as you get older, as your mom and dad get older, you can protect everything they have in a world that's changing rapidly. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to assetsandaging.com. We're going to take a little break, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about some of my favorite people and some of my favorite referrals and some of the people who I think do their jobs better than anybody I know. Stick around. We'll be back in about 3, 4, 5 minutes. Don't go away, right here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. That means we're right here in Sacramento. It's all about the issues of aging. Can you believe it's 2017? Can you believe it? You know, I was sharing with my kids the other day. I said, you know, I never thought I would last this long. I said, I remember when I was in high school and somebody was talking about, the year 2000. And I remember thinking, in 2000, I'll be 55 years old. Everybody's dead by then. And I remember thinking that vividly. And then when 2000 came around, it was like, gosh, I hope my thought doesn't come true. But it just seemed like it was so impossible. And here we are, not only have left 2016 behind, but we're into 2017 already. And it's just kind of amazing. Life grants great gifts, brings great pain, but also brings us... things that happen to us that we can't even believe were happened to us, and you know, we're just blessed. As a country, we're blessed more than anybody, with not only great wealth but great people, great beauty, great resources, great universities, great schools, it's pretty hard to find the total package that's any better than where we are. I know we all complain and we're all upset all the time, and we are a complaining people sometimes. But one of the things that travel has taught me is that we live in an amazing place. Not perfect. That doesn't exist on Earth. But pretty amazing all the same. So anyhow, I want to spend a few minutes. We just talked about, my upcoming workshop. We're going to be talking about the change in the regulations relating to the Medi-Cal death tax. If you didn't hear the first half hour, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, I-A-G-I-N-G.com. And you can listen to this broadcast, my other broadcast, my podcast. You can sign up for my, every Wednesday I do a live podcast. Pardon me. Just kind of getting over a cold, as you can tell. Still have a stuffy nose and a gravelly throat. But you can go to my website. You can find all kinds of information, stuff that's new and exciting and all that kind of stuff. So make sure if you get a chance, you go there. And again, if you ever want to see me, come in and see me, talk to me, 800-999-8007. The consultation is free. I want to spend a few minutes talking about, as I start the year, some of my favorite people who work in the world that I work in, which is with older people. They're people I have come to know over the years, these aren't endorsements. They're just people I like. People I've learned over the years that my clients trust when I send them there. And I just think it's important to to, and I refer people out all the time to people I know and trust. And my best recommendation generally is these are people that I know and trust. But let me tell you some of them. Okay? Some of my favorite people in the whole world, and I'm looking for something even as we speak, so if the sound gets a little weird, bear with me, I'm looking for something. Lots of people look for stockbrokers. Lots of people look for stockbrokers. Lots of people, you know, everybody's got, well, my stockbroker made me $27 billion last year, or whatever it is. You know, I've never been concerned about growth with my clients. I'm much more concerned with protection. In other words, preservation, making sure we don't lose it. And the best referral I can give you about this person whose name I'm about to give you is that it's my own broker, if that tells you anything. I mean, it's that's the best thing I can tell you, I think, is that it's my own broker. And his name is Fred Hymans. And Fred has an office over by Arden Mall. And I don't give out other phone numbers much on the phone, but I'm going to give out some phone numbers today. And Fred's phone, you know what? I don't have his office phone number with me. If you want to get a hold of Fred, you call me. I just dawned on me, I don't have everybody's phone number with me because I forgot some of them and I left them in the office. I just forgot about him. But his name is Fred Hymans. He has an office over by Arden Fair Mall. And if you're looking for someone who won't lie to you, who will tell you the truth, who understands the concept of retention versus accumulation, who understands that seniors have worked really, 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 really hard for their money and cannot afford to lose it, then Fred is the guy you should call. And if you want his phone number, call me and I'll get you his phone number because I knew I was going to do this segment today and I realized I didn't bring his phone number and a couple other phone numbers home with me from the office because that's where I keep them. The next person I want to give you, so if you're looking for a stockbroker, that's who you go talk to. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's who you go talk to. Is Fred. The next one I want to give you is my favorite care placement agency. My favorite care placement agency. And it's called Senior Care Solutions. The person that runs it, her name is Carol Kinsel. Her phone number is in Sacramento, 965-5565. 965-5565. And Senior Care Solutions helps people find assisted living facilities, caregivers, those kinds of things. So if you're looking for a facility, an assisted living or a board and care or an independent living or a caregiver or anything like that, give Carol a call at Senior Care Solutions. They're people I've been trusting for years. My clients love them. They know every facility within 25, 50 miles of here, and they're better at it than anybody else. I know you hear other ads on national TV and whatever, but if you live in Northern California, these are the only people you would call for help with placement. Again, Senior Care Solutions. I'm going to give you another name, but I can't give you a phone number because it's another one of the phone numbers I left at my office. But this is long-term care insurance. Lots of people are confused by long-term care insurance. You don't have to be confused, but one of the things that confuses you is agents who sell the stuff. You know, I have an insurance license, and I can sell long-term care insurance, but I don't because I think it's a conflict with what I do. But I take the coursework every whatever, however often I have to have my license renewed. One of the sections is on long-term care insurance. So I try to stay informed. And one of the things I've learned is, and one of the reasons why I don't sell it, is because it changes so rapidly and the products sometimes are so confusing that you need to talk to somebody who really knows what they're doing. And his name is Tom Rasmussen. And I don't have Tom's phone number with me because I apologize. I had this all set up to record and I forgot to bring the numbers home from the office with me. And I keep them. Yes, I use a Rolodex, folks. I don't have everything on computer. And so I forgot to pull those numbers off. Some of them I have with me. Some of them I don't. But if you're looking for the finest long-term in long-term care insurance, that's where you go. If you're looking for simple tax returns and bookkeeping, the best company I can give you, and again, I forgot to bring the phone number with me, so you can call me and I'll give it to you. But you can write this down and look them up. And it's called By the Numbers. By, the A-G, Numbers. And the lady who owns the company, is her name is Mary Phillipson. And you could Google them or you can call my office and I'm happy to give you Mary's phone number. But if you're looking for someone to do tax returns, we're not talking, and all that kind of stuff, simple tax returns, then By the Numbers is your place. Why am I doing all of this? Because one of the things that I found over the years, after having done this for 25 or 30 years, it's helpful to people when they say, by the way, do you know, you're helping us out with this, Bob, do you know a good tax preparer? Do you know a good long-term care guy? Do you know a good broker? And the answer is yes. So I'm sharing the people I trust with you. If you need a CPA, the best one in town, and again, phone number's in my office. If you call my office, otherwise just look him up. His name is Ron Ley, L-E-Y. He's here in Sacramento, part of a big accounting firm, CPA. And one of the reasons I really like Ron is because he understands the tax implications and what can be written off when it comes to care for a long-term care or nursing home or assisted living, because a lot of that cost can be written off as a medical expense. And he understands that. Okay? So I've given you, let's see, I'm leaving somebody out that I wanted to tell you. Oh, attorneys. Depending on your need, and I'm not going to give out specific attorneys, but over the years, I've developed relationships with attorneys in lots of different areas. And if you're looking for something specific, like for instance, I don't do probate, but I know attorneys who do probate. I don't do conservatorships, but I know attorneys who are very good at doing conservatorships. I don't do Social Security, but I know some attorneys who do that. I know attorneys that do family law that over the years I have met and developed a relationship with. So if you're looking, now the one, please do not call me about medical malpractice because I'm not interested in that and I don't know anybody that does that. There are very few attorneys that do that. So if you're looking for an attorney that's going to handle an auto accident or your medical malpractice issue or whatever it is, that's not what I'm talking about. But if you need an attorney in the areas that I deal with, sometimes a conservatorship, sometimes probate, sometimes closing out an estate, those kinds of things, I know attorneys who can help you with those issues. So those are some of my favorite people. Those are some of the people that if you're looking for the best broker I know, stockbroker I know, the best long-term care insurance salesman I know, the best care placement service that I know, the best tax people I know, the best CPA that I know, those are the people. And I'm happy to give out their names. No, they don't pay me anything for this. It's because I believe in them and I want to be able to refer people to the people that I know and trust. Best nursing home in town? College Oak. There is no, if you have to put somebody in a nursing home, there is no better nursing home in town than College Oak. I've been in all of them. I know them all. That doesn't mean they're all bad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying if you want to be in the best one in town, then it's College Oak by American River College. And if you're looking for a nursing home for a loved one or for whoever, just go to College Oak. Their phone number is 481-7434. But if you want the best nursing home in town, that's it. If you're looking for the best assisted living in town, I mean the best assisted living in town, it's Aegis of Carmichael. A-E-G-I-S. Aegis of Carmichael. And no, I do not have their phone number, but they're in Carmichael, and you can look them up, and I've had lots of clients there, and I'm here to tell you there is no second best. There may be third or fourth best, but Aegis of Carmichael is the best assisted living facility in town, in my opinion. If you're looking for the best memory care in town, Aegis of Carmichael. They handle both, not only assisted living, but memory care. And their memory care is some of the finest on the planet. I'm not talking the cheapest, folks. I'm talking the finest. None of the people I've just gave you are going to... I've picked them because I think they're the best, not because of what they charge or they're you know, whatever. I picked them because I think they're the absolute best that there is. So, best nursing home, College Oak, best assisted living, Aegis of Carmichael, best care placement agency, Senior Care Solutions and Carol Kinsel, best stockbroker, Fred Hymans, best long-term care insurance salesman or agent, Tom Rasmussen, and my two favorite tax people are by the number to do regular normal tax returns, and if you have more complicated stuff, Ron Lay, who's a CPA. I think I've mentioned almost everybody I can think of that I think is the best at what they do. Now, there are other people out there, there are other facilities that are qualified, that do good work, and all of that. I'm telling you the people that in my X number of years, I think are the best. I wish I could tell you the ones that aren't the best, but I can't do that. Because, you know, what kind of litigious society we work in or live in. And even though it's my opinion, I'll just tell you who I think are the best. They're the best at what they do. I also have individual caregivers that I can refer people. I don't make any money on them. I just know they do a good job of taking care of people. I'm not going to give you their names because I don't want them inundated with phone calls. But if you're looking for a caregiver for your mom or dad at home, I know some individual caregivers who do that on an hourly or daily basis. So if you call me, I can give you that information too. It's one of the reasons why for 25 years, Assets in Aging has been California's single best resource for the issues of aging. Why? Because there's more to aging than just going to a nursing home. Yeah, that's a big deal. There's 110,000 people in California nursing homes today paying on average $8,000 to $10,000 a month or more. It's a big deal. But there's 2.5 to 3.5 million seniors in California receiving care at home or in assisted living or in independent living or in some other form. The issues of aging do not just revolve around nursing homes. They revolve around the two great questions. Who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? And all the people I've given you are people that can help with that, can help you answer those questions. So when you're trying to make that brokerage portfolio be safe but go as far as you can, I know somebody that can help you with that. Fred, okay, I already gave you his name. When you're looking for someone who could look at the tax implications of paying for mom and how that reduces her taxes and therefore frees up more money to care for mom, I've got somebody that can look at your situation and can tell you what you might want to think. I'm not a tax expert. I'm smart enough to know people that are. All of long-term care planning, and long-term care planning and the issues of aging involve everything from the doctor to the kind of nutrition you have. There are nutritionists to understanding what palliative care is, to understand the difference between palliative care and hospice. They're different. They're different. And understand how all of that works. Understand, how do I find a caregiver for mom? If it's not safe for dad to drive anymore, how do we get dad to give up his driver's license before he kills somebody or himself? There are ways to do that, folks. How do I find, if I'm interested in long-term care insurance, how do I find somebody who's good at it and has been doing it a really, 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 really long time? Yeah, you can do that. That's why this show has been the single best source for everything related to seniors for a very long time. You want to know the best restaurant in town, in my opinion? I know that too. I'll tell you what it is. The Waterboy. That's just my opinion. You want to know the best restaurant in San Francisco, in my opinion? Got nothing to do with long-term care, but as long as we're on the best list, Boulevard. So anyhow, when it comes to long-term care planning, you have to know, I knew there was a name I forgot. For those of you that are on Medicare, who's the best Medicare supplement guy on the face of the planet? Well, his name happens to be Keith Woods. And again, I don't have his phone number with me, but I can get it to you if you call me. But his name is Keith Woods. So when it comes time for you to figure out what's the best Medicare supplement around, what's the best Part D supplement around, Keith is it. By the way, he's my own agent. So it's one of the ways where, you know, the people I have confidence in are the people I work with. He's my own agent. And no, he doesn't give me a kickback on the premiums that I pay. That'd be nice, but he doesn't. And in fact, nobody pays me to endorse them. I endorse the people I think are good. So as you start the year and you're looking around and you're trying to figure out, how do I resource all of this out? Taking care of mom and dad or husband or wife is harder than anything anybody you will ever do. So how do you resource all of this out? How do you figure out who's going to take care of mom? How do you handle their money when they can't anymore? How do you make wise decisions so that their money lasts? How do you maximize their IRAs? People don't know there are different ways to maximize IRAs. Or 401ks, or whatever it is, or pension plans, or VA benefits, or all the things that go into the issues of aging. When I say the issues of aging, it's a very big umbrella. It covers everything from how you use your house. Do I rent it? Should I do a reverse mortgage? Should I do whatever? By the way, I'm not going to give you his name because I don't want a lot of phone calls for it. But if you're looking for a reverse mortgage, I know the best guy in town. In fact, one of these days I'm going to have him on my radio show. He's honest, and in the reverse mortgage industry, that's unique. I shouldn't say unique. It's refreshing. And so if you're looking for a reverse mortgage, I know. When it comes to the issues of aging, I know people who are trustworthy and can do this. So as you start the year and you begin to build your plan, as we talked about in the first half hour, you need to make sure that you have everybody that's working for you, whether it's me or your tax people or your Medicare guy or your broker-dealer or whatever, everybody's working in one direction for you. They're not pulling against each other. They're working in one direction for you. So that when it comes time to answer the two great questions, who's going to take care of me and how can I pay for it, all of the people you're working with are pulling in the same direction. You don't have one guy, you don't have the insurance agent trying to steal the business away from the broker, or the broker trying to steal the business away from the long-term care guy, or whoever it is. Everybody is working in your best interest. That's how you put together a plan. It can't be done in a vacuum. It has to be done with a team of people that are all pulling in the same direction. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com is my website. Get to my upcoming workshop on the 14th of January. Bring a friend. Bring your neighbor. Get somebody there. Start out the new year. You know, instead of making the New Year's resolution about how you're going to lose 5 pounds, how about a New Year's resolution that says, gee, Mildred, maybe we should make sure that if we need long-term care, we don't lose everything, that we've planned for it. Maybe that would be a good New Year's resolution, and fulfill it by simply calling my office and getting to the workshop on the 14th. I'll mail you some tickets, or I'll email them to you. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up directly. Isn't that simple? It's amazingly so. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to Assets, A-S-S, E-T-S, and A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G, .com, assetsandaging.com. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you here again next week. Same time, same place. Share this with, by the way, if you can't listen to this show all the time, remember you can go to my webpage and all my radio shows are archived there. So if you have a friend who can't get up this early, he can listen to it on my website. Otherwise, we'll look forward to seeing you at the workshop on the 14th or right back here at Assets and Aging. And remember, you can always come in and see me. The appointment is free. 800-999-8007. For Assets and Aging, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. We'll plan on seeing you here next week or at the workshop on the 14th. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.